This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with State Representative Susie Swanson of Clay Center. We welcome her today on the phone, although you are on break, but you've passed that 100-day, I know, Susie. And just the very latest on kind of where you stand. I know we've been closely watching what's going on in Topeka, and it sounds a bit frustrating, and especially when it comes to the school funding formula, but you did get that through, at least, it sounds like.
We did, Kathy. Thank you. It's nice to be here today. Yes, we are on break. We are at a day 101, which is what the legislature budgeted for 100 days. It's hard to determine in November when they're doing the budget just how many days it's going to take to accomplish the really difficult things we had to do this year. But there were basically three big pieces of legislation that we had to deal with in the veto session. And one of them was the school funding formula. There was a big debate about whether we should do the school funding formula or tax first. Several attempts were made to do tax. And I know you had Tom Phillips on last week, I believe.
That's correct.
So I'm assuming he talked a lot about tax and the struggle that they've had with that. But ultimately, the decision was made that we would do the school funding formula bill, and we tackled that on Wednesday, and that was a lengthy debate, but in the end, it passed with a vote of 84 to 39, which is significant because 84 is the number of votes we need for an override of a veto in case that should happen. So the bill was really process that lasted about 3.5 months of painstaking work on the part of the K-12 Budget Committee, which was a new committee this year. And the end product is a formula that's very similar to the old formula that was replaced by the block grant 2 years ago. And you know, we knew that the block grant was intended to be temporary and that we would have to do something to replace that. So the time was here. The deadline was approaching. And so now the bill will go to the Senate, and they can choose to vote on our bill, or they also kicked out a bill from their education committee, and it will be debated, I believe, in the Senate on Tuesday. So at some point we'll have two bills that we will have to reconcile and then vote on again. And I have confidence that they'll be very similar and that we can come to an agreement. We have a deadline of June 30th to come up with a plan to present to the Supreme Court. So it's crucial that we get this done and get this to them so that our schools have money to keep going this summer and to open in the fall.
Well, obviously, in the meantime, you still have that budget and tax issue looming, and as you say, you're already past what you budgeted for with the 101-day mark. I don't know what that means budget-wise, too, but just thoughts about that. Are you going to be able to figure that out? And any notion at all at this point how much longer you're going to be there in Topeka?
Well, I read and I heard yesterday they were saying we run out of money June 3rd, June 2nd. To pay legislators, so I was thinking, where can I park my little van camper in Topeka that I can live in after the 2nd of June? But I don't know. We could. That's really not the biggest issue, is whether we have money to keep going, I guess. We just need to keep going. One of the real difficulties with passing a tax plan, just one of the difficulties, was that there were a significant number of legislators who felt like it was really important to pass the school funding formula first so that we knew how much money we're looking at before we look at how much money do we want to generate in a revenue plan. So that hurdle is passed. We've accomplished that. So now I think there are people who maybe did not vote for any tax plan initially who might be willing now to look at a tax plan and say, yes, I feel like this is adequate, or no, I don't. I think that there'll be more people on board now to vote on a tax plan. I'm hoping so, because without the tax plan, you know, we can't fund government. And 2 years ago, we bumped up on that time period where state employees were going to be furloughed, and you don't want to go there. I mean, that just puts people in such turmoil in their personal lives with, am I going to have a paycheck? And so we have to get these decisions made. I think the budget will happen quickly. Once taxes are done, I believe the budget will not be a huge fight. I'm hoping.
And no concerns with the governor. I know that Representative Phillips expressed a little bit of concern that way, too, because you never know what he might end up doing, too.
Well, definitely concerns about that. We were under the impression, and you know, this is all a guessing game, but there are people, leadership folks that are talking to the governor, and our understanding was that he had something in mind that he would be willing to sign. And it was very similar to that flat tax that the Senate debated some weeks ago that failed. It only received 3 affirmative votes. So it doesn't look like that tax plan that the governor had indicated he supported is going to go anywhere. So any plan we pass potentially will need to have 84 votes, which is a two-thirds majority in the House, and then in the Senate, would have to have 27 out of 40 affirmative votes. That's a high bar, and we did it with the original tax plan, 2178, the one we passed before we took a break in April. We did have the 84 votes to override, but the Senate did not. But things have changed. Time's gone by. We're really bumping up on the deadline, and I look for things to move much quicker. Things have been going on behind the scenes, but it's a difficult thing. Nobody wants to raise taxes on their constituents. Nobody wants to do that. So I think we all realize we've got to do something.
And we continue to hear reports of other things you're still trying to address. I know we saw something on the wire just this morning about the abortion bill, you know, having to do with new requirement on abortion providers giving women information. Earlier in the week, we heard about entertainment districts. I mean, I think a lot of people are scratching their heads about why are you doing these things and not what, you know, needs to be done.
Well, and those are two things that happened. Those were voted on before we took our break in April. But they didn't get to a conference committee, which means they passed out of the House. They went to the Senate. There were changes made in the Senate. So then there has to be a conference committee made up of 3 members from the committee in the House and 3 members from the committee in the Senate to come to some kind of resolution agreement on how we can reconcile the differences in the two bills. So those bills passed back sometime in March or April, but they didn't get to conference committee and then to be voted on in both chambers until now. And really, as long as we're sitting around and we're not, you know, the tax committee's working, but we're not voting on a tax plan until they have something concrete they think they can pass, we need to be doing something. So these bills that seem like head-scratchers, I'm sure.
Well, Susie, we sure do appreciate your time today. Anything else crucial we need to get out to the public before we wrap things up?
Be patient with us. Please understand that we are not sitting there just trying to drag it out as long as we can so that we can get paid. Everybody wants to go home. Everybody wants to have this resolved. So be thinking of us. Keep us in your prayers, and we'll get it done.
State Representative Susie Swanson of Clay Center, appreciate her spending a few moments with us today. We're going to take a break, and in studio, we have Riley County Police Captain Tim Hagerty going to hear more about the Stephen Harris arrest in Wichita. Just found out that actually Captain Hagerty was in charge of that investigation, so this should be a very interesting discussion coming up. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.